Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And off we go. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Joining me now from, he is the star of stage and screen. Wait a minute, that's the wrong card. Writer and podcaster Rob Morse, good afternoon, sir.
What's it like to have a normal Monday for a change? It's great to be back, Bill.
It is stupendous. It is stupendous. I'm just right now, I'm a little out of sorts at the moment. That's because of a change I'm making. It's going to be great. But I'm still a little out of sorts.
You got to get change in the routine, huh?
Not in the routine. I have a YouTube channel, which is sort of an augmentation to the radio show.
Right.
Because talking about guns is great, but showing about guns is better.
Yes.
And for all of these shows that I don't go to, it used to be when I did go to these shows. I was always lugging around a whole bunch of stuff if I was trying to shoot a YouTube video. So, you know, I'm always looking to make things lighter. So, finally, the camera came out a few months ago that makes things lighter. It does it all. It's one camera. As a matter of fact, it is future-proof. It shoots in 8K resolution.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, like if I said, and what makes that important is like if you and I were taking a class and I got both of us in the frame at a distance, right? And I'm shooting it in an 8K. When we're coming up on the firing line, if I wanted to make it seem like I had multiple cameras, I can crop in on you or on me or on you and the partner next to you or whatever. And that crop in is a 4K crop in. It still retains all of that neat detail.
Yeah.
But it's the same sort of form factor as a regular camera. Unfortunately, in order for me to actually make that happen, I had to trade every camera I own that's a legitimate, serious camera towards that. And I'm just waiting on that to get delivered there so I can actually order this thing. And I've been for days without a cameraman. It's getting to me. So anyway. Good to be back on the air. The weekend was rough. I had to devote most of my time to my bonsai.
Oh, I saw pictures on Facebook.
It's neat to listen to Nero Wolf while you're working your bonsai.
There you go. Yeah. Well, I'm glad you had a good weekend. I had a good weekend. It was a horrible weekend in Chicago. 8 people were killed by drug gangs. Another 32 were wounded between Friday evening and Monday morning. That makes 15 people murdered in the last 7 days, 50 murdered in the last month, 170 murdered so far this year. And we can't ignore this because Illinois is given the A rating by gun control groups. And Chicago basically wags the dog in Illinois. It tells everybody what to do. So why are so many people dying on the streets? Yikes. Well, whatever they got going, it's not working.
Well, it's all part of this. This is why I say this. It's all part of their little Cloward and Piven violence prospectus that they have in place. And they use that. I mean, every time they have a little flare-up in these blue cities, where they always have flare-ups.
Right.
Then they say, we need more national gun control.
They use their failures as an excuse to implement their political agenda.
Right.
I had a listener who said, hey, I got this idea. Can I write it down? And I said, man, I like your comments so far. You do it. I'll publish it. His name's Greg Taggart. And he goes, why do you think gun owners are against registration? Now, this guy's an Aggie. he's an engineer. Before he asked the question, he's got 19 reasons. I said, well, hold on. Let's just look at the top couple. The idea of a gun registration means we need universal background checks. Otherwise, someone will have a gun and not be on the background check, and it's a good idea to stop crime. That's air quotes around both of those. And he goes, really? It has absolutely nothing to do with crime. You can't even punish a criminal who's not on the list. Now, you can punish the criminal for the crime he commits. You can punish a repeat felon for being in possession of a firearm, but because of the, Fifth Amendment, where he goes, you know, you can't force me to incriminate myself if I don't sign up for the list. No, that can't be a crime. Holy cow. So, we're only talking about a list of law-abiding people. Wait, so you're saying that I need a list of all the people who obey the law because someday they might be a criminal? That's crazy. That's what they're saying.
Well, there's a subtext, though.
Yeah?
There's a subtext to this, see. Haven't you ever wondered why they always want to ban the AR-15 despite the fact that it is used so rarely in a crime?
The reason I have my opinion, and that's because it is so easy to shoot. Meaning, if the girl next door wants to shoot it, okay, we're going to give her the 10/22 rifle, then we're going to step up to the AR-15.
Right.
It's the everyman's rifle, isn't it?
It is. But it also has some real utility.
Right.
Because in the military, with the M16, when we would be training in the 80s anyway, I don't know what they do nowadays, but I mean, you have to manage things like ammo consumption when you're actually out there in combat and stuff like that. So in order to make that better, the recommendation was, and it's easily done because the recoil is so light, is suppressive semi-automatic fire.
Right.
So in a heads-up fight, let's say the entire military and all of law enforcement went rogue and we now have to face them, we have a weapon with utility.
Right.
We have a weapon with utility, which is something they don't want us to have. They don't. They're not against that utility of the gun. They're against us having them and having that utility against them if it gets to that. Aren't they the ones that advocate for getting their face, you know, run them out of the restaurant, all this other stuff?
Right.
I mean, James Hodgkinson, that dude, the Bernie bro, he was absolutely convinced that the Republicans were all of this in a bag of chips. So he decided to go to a softball game and kill a bunch of them.
Right. Yep.
So, I mean, they're the ones always defaulting in that way. And for us, you know, they don't want us to have that weapon. And that's what it's all about. It has nothing to do with public safety. It has nothing to do with saving anybody. Because if they really wanted to save somebody, they would go to where the... Have you ever heard the old Sam Kinison skit where he's talking about people that live in the desert and how they're starving?
No.
So he's out there and he's like, so you watch this National Geographic special and they got the camera on a kid that's covered in flies. You know, they could hand him a sandwich or something, but no, they got to make this film. And, you know, here's the thing about this. If you're starving and you need food, you got to go to where the food is.
Right.
Which is not in the desert. You can't grow anything in the desert. It's sand. So if they were to be, if they really wanted to go and stop some of this stuff, instead of looking at me and you, they'd be looking at Chicago and Baltimore and all these other places.
Yeah.
Coming up on the break, tell everybody how to find you, please.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, and I co-host the Polite Society podcast. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, my writing is picked up at Amaland, where I write the weekly Armed Citizens column.
All right. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load, and I am speaking with writer and podcaster Rob Morse.
Bill, I'm this guest speaker, Mr. Taggart, guest writer, had some other things to say that I thought was fascinating.
Okay.
Excuses about why we need a gun database. Well, that's if your neighbor, you know, the guy that's the dentist, all about ready to retire, turns into this insane criminal nightmare mastermind will know that he has a gun. Well, isn't the clue that he's acting as a insane criminal mastermind? The violence he's committed, we pretty much assume he's armed. The police, when they go up against violent criminals, they go, you know, even if I haven't seen the gun, I'm going to assume that there's one there.
Right.
So that excuse kind of falls on its face.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, you know, I mean.
Go.
Yeah. Well, no, I, if those kind of things work that he's describing, that he thinks we should have, Chicago would be, you know.
Would be heaven.
Yeah, it would be like a cartoon every morning. New York would be like that.
Right. California had this database for 2 decades.
Yeah.
And I don't want to go to Compton at night.
Nope.
The other excuse was, oh, if we collect the gun at the crime scene, we'll know whose gun it is. Go, you don't need the gun database to do that. Just ask the ATF. They'll eventually get back to you. It may take a while. It's not like you're going to return it this evening anyway. It's going to get tied up for years in court. What he did point out, and this is where his personal background is invaluable, he goes, I have relatives in Germany who have registered their guns.
Sure.
They're Jewish.
How about
that? They
were
disarmed. They were killed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. So I may be able to rub some numbers together. I may even be able to rub some words and feelings together. I didn't lose my relatives to a Holocaust. So that's a great reason not to register our guns. But it did get me thinking about, is that a great advantage of constitutional carry? We don't need to say, yes, please give me a permit, put me on the concealed carry list.
Well, with constitutional carry or permitless carry, if I'm in law enforcement or if I'm in anything, my presumption is pretty much based on the title of one of your podcasts, which is The Polite Society, where the armed society is a polite society. And criminals will have to react that way, too. And they will react that way. But, yeah, it completely defeats that. But, I mean, there's so many arguments. I mean, you know, didn't Canada have a registry that they abandoned?
Yes. Well, Maryland had several, not only firearms, but bullets, remember?
Yeah.
And they finally said, nah, that doesn't work. But the way you phrased it, I thought, was really good. I may turn that into an article. Thank you.
Sure. Which part?
Where you said, you know, in theory, the cop doesn't know who's armed.
Right.
In practice, the criminal doesn't know who's armed. Which one of those is more important to give up? Yeah, I want to keep the criminal guessing. The cop will sort it out. That's his job.
Yeah, he will. And that's because the people that carry guns, that are just carrying guns for self-defense, are not going to pull a gun out and start shooting a cop because he stops.
Right.
That's just not going to happen. And, you know, you could, if you wanted to, you could point him, was it Coalition to Stop Gun? One of those organizations that did the concealed carry killers survey in Texas, where they found out that concealed carry people commit fewer crimes than the cops. You could point him in that direction, too. That'd be interesting.
Yep. Wait, so, and which tells us, and I don't know, is it that, people that have a crime in their past won't go apply? Or that what I've seen happen is my students feel the weight of the gun. I'm not talking about steel, lead, and brass. I'm talking about the moral weight.
Yeah.
Because they know if there's a fight, there's going to be a gun there. They brought it and they go, you know, no, I don't want to go in that bar, not at this hour. Uh-uh. We'll go buy a six-pack and drink at home.
Sure.
It just, they avoid things, you know, what did John Farnham say?
His thing is if you don't want to have any trouble, be in your own bed at 10 p.m. every night, you won't have any trouble.
Exactly.
Or stupid people win stupid prizes, whichever way you want to put it.
Well, no, the one I heard was thinking was, don't go stupid places at stupid times with stupid people and do stupid things.
Sure.
You go, oh, okay. It is like the four safety rules. Just avoid one of them. You can be with stupid people. Just don't limit the others when you do. What somebody had done, and I think it was National Bureau for Economic Research, and it was turning an ugly situation into data. Some newspaper in Tennessee had published the names of gun owners. And they said, okay, now whether criminals know it or not, we as researchers now know who's armed. Let's look. And the zip codes that had high rates of gun ownership had lower crime. You could argue that the criminals, if they didn't know it, they figured it out. No, you're going to get shot. It's like people down here, they come to Louisiana. They go, are you carrying a gun? I go, if I'm not, you should assume I am. Everybody else is. Don't do stupid things here. You'll get hurt. And what I thought was brilliant was that the researchers then went, is it because the criminals looked it up or they just figured it out because, you know, our buddy got arrested there because the homeowner threatened to shoot him if he moved till the police got there. I don't care which one came first.
I fully get that. Although, so does the guest writer of the opinion that anybody can become a criminal just in the
Not at all.
Yeah?
Not at all. He's a firearms instructor in Texas. He's just saying the excuses that they're he's been an expert witness. He's testified in court cases. He does firearms testimony. And he's going, the excuses don't pass the sniff test in court. No. Oh, yes, we needed to know who had a gun because... No, you didn't. That's not what the law enforcement officers that I see in court say. They treat everybody as if they could be a risk. I do want to do a self-defense gun story when we come back, though.
Okay, and I got something I want to share with you in the last one. So we'll get with that. Talking to Rob Morris. He is a writer and podcaster. And, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
There's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden are taking part in a number of ceremonies to honor Memorial Day. The President and First Lady at Arlington National Cemetery participating in a wreath-laying ceremony at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. Memorial Day ceremonies taking place all across the nation at the USS Intrepid Museum Memorial Day ceremony. Navy veteran Richard Mills says schools should be teaching the history of what servicemen went through.
I spent 2 years on the Intrepid from 1960 in April to 1962 May. Two of the best years of my life when I look back on them.
The pain at the pump continues, AAA saying the nationwide average for the price of a gallon of regular up to $4.62 a gallon. USA Radio News. A Memorial Day tradition continued Sunday in our nation's capital, remembering those who never made it home while serving their country. Motorcycles were all around Washington, D.C., participating in the annual Rolling to Remember demonstration, which was previously known as Rolling Thunder.
We need to remember where we came from and who we are as a people. Without these people that fought for our country, we wouldn't be here today.
The annual event honors the 82,000 service members deemed prisoners of war or missing in action. A jury is ruling that Gibson guitars have their own unique shape. Gibson had filed a trademark suit against Dean Guitars over several of the instrument's shapes. The decision came in favor of Gibson, saying the company's guitar shapes aren't generic. Dean Guitars was found guilty of infringement and counterfeiting. This is USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. Talking to Rob Morse, writer and podcaster. We're going to get a little snippet from his very unique self-defense gun stories podcast. Now, please, sir, proceed.
Well, okay, this is so odd. This is for fun. You're home at 5 p.m. You hear somebody break into your home. You shoot at the intruder. He runs away. You holster your gun. And that's where the story ends. He was a career criminal. He's being chased by 20 police officers.
Wow.
After he broke into not one, not two, not three, but I think at least four homes this afternoon. The police hear the shots you fired. They catch the criminal as he's running from the police at the front of your neighbor's home. He jumps through the back window and into the arms of the police who are waiting in your neighbor's backyard. And then the sheriff says this: if someone's breaking into your home, you're more than welcome to shoot them in Santa Rosa County. We prefer that you do it, actually. So whoever it was that was shooting at the criminal, you're not in trouble. Come see us. We have a gun safety class. We put it on every other Saturday. We have a space just for you. Because if you take this class, then we think you'll shoot a lot better. And hopefully you'll save the taxpayers some money next time.
Right.
You check your calendar to see what you're doing next Saturday. The intruder has been arrested 17 times. He was sent to prison for 6.5 years. He has open charges of aggravated assault, battery, and violation of probation. He's a registered high-risk sex offender. Finally, he's jailed on a $150,000 bond. So the sheriff is trying to say to this screwed up, I think he's actually under 20 or about that age, kid, if you keep this up, you're going to end up dead. What I was thinking is there are millions of new gun owners who barely know what to do with the gun, and they don't know what to do after they press the trigger. You want to win the race to 911.
Yep.
Hi. Right, wrong, or indifferent. Climb, confess, comply. I saw someone run into my house. I want the police to come. I've put the gun away. What do we do next? Well, give me your address. Awesome. Your name, good. They'll be here. They're in the area right now. Stay there. They'll knock on your door. But if you don't know to do that, that's what you learned at like the last couple hours of the concealed carry class. There are important things you don't want to miss, even if we have constitutional carry.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, when the cops get that call, you know, they're going to be thinking about that all the way, and they're going to be going into all these stress mechanisms and all these other things. Their hand's going to clutch up. My whole goal, I'm going to be wearing, I carry a set of AirPods everywhere I go.
Right.
So if I ever have to call the cops, I'm going to be giving them my description and the description of whoever that, the bad guy might be.
Right.
If the bad guy manages to get away and I have shot at him, I'm going to still wait. And you know, when they show up, I will have no gun in my hand and my hand will be up in the air.
Yep.
And they'll relax. Once they get past that initial adrenaline dump that they're going through, we can all sit back and get over our adrenaline dumps.
Bill, that is so important. I'm just going to jump ahead. In Los Angeles, there's a guy with a gun. Help, help. Oh, shots fired. They show up. There were no shots fired. It's a guy standing on the street with a cell phone yelling at his buddy. Police shoot him. Yeah, no gun found. Not even close.
Right.
So the fact that you said AirPods, you can do that without a cell phone in your hand. Awesome. I like that. That'll be great for you and the police.
Yeah.
Have you ever done one of those shoot houses where, you know, you come around a corner and there you see a photo and some guy standing there with an electric drill in his hand? Some guy's got a gun. Some guy's got a cell phone.
I mean, I've never done one. I've never played that game, but with a, you know, if a guy has an electric drill and I come around the corner and he's closer to me than 25 feet, well, I hope it's okay if I shoot that picture.
Well, the issue being, it's not, there's not a bit in it. It's like your neighbor returning a tool he borrowed.
Oh,
or,
yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, it looked like, because when you're really excited, your mind plays tricks on you.
You got to develop a habit where if you're going around, that's why you go to this shoot house, is develop that habit to be off the trigger as you're coming around, and then, you know, maybe go on the trigger if you're coming around a corner or something, but then come off of it as soon as you make a determination as to who and what it is. But you got to do that. But I mean, it's not like it is apparently not that hard to do, because concealed carry holders only shoot the wrong person 2% of the time.
Right, which is and
pretty good.
One-fifth of the rate of law enforcement.
Yes.
The great news is that we have a pretty good idea who belongs in our home.
Yep.
Did you want to jump to the topic you wanted to cover, or shall I go into another self-defense?
Go into another one, because it's going to take me a minute. It's just something to get the gears in your head moving, because I know I kind of think I know how you react to certain things.
All right. So we may not get to the... This is southern Massachusetts. 7:30 in the morning, you're a 14-year-old girl. It's near Easter. You're home on spring break. Your mom already left for work. 7:30, you're awake, but your younger sister's still asleep, and you hear a strange sound. You get out of your bedroom, go in the hallway. Someone's in our garage. You run to the kitchen, grab two steak knives. The knife in each hand, you open the garage door and shout, "Get out of here! Get out of my house! You don't belong here!" The intruder drops the property in his hands, runs to his truck. You pull out your phone, because what 14-year-old girl is out of bed without her phone?
Yeah.
And take a video of the intruder.
I read about this. Go ahead.
This guy's arrested as he crosses over a local bridge. He's charged with aggravated breaking and entering, trespassing, larceny, disorderly conduct. He has a criminal record that goes back four decades. He's been arraigned 130 times for burglary and robbery. He's held on a $200,000 cash bail. And mom says, you're amazing. I think mom's right.
Yep.
But you were a sergeant. Can you imagine the command presence to a 14-year-old just scared a 15-year-old professional, 58-year-old professional thief? Good on her.
Yeah, the thing with that is that when you look at that, in her particular case, it's almost like she benefited from not knowing better.
Yes. Yes.
She benefited from not knowing better.
Spirit of dread.
Yes, and the other thing is that most of the time, I think criminals are looking for the easiest route from point A to point B. And if anybody stands up, well, that's a problem, because if one stands up, there might be another one behind them.
And we think, now, I was talking with some buddies at the range. Teenagers think they're invincible. And rather than tell them they're not, you go, honey, if you get hurt, who's going to defend your little sister?
Yeah.
Oh. Now, to her credit, she stayed in her home. She didn't go out in the garage.
Right.
But, wow.
Well, we're coming up on the next break. Tell everybody how to find you. Please, sir.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. It runs about 20 minutes. I'm a co-host on the Polite Society podcast. That's sponsored by SAF. That runs 90 minutes. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, my writing is picked up and carried at Amaland. There I write the weekly Armed Citizens column with self-defense gun stories like these.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load, and I am speaking with writer and podcaster Rob Morse. And I want to tell you about something that got revealed last week that I saw for the first time last week, and I want to see what you think of this.
Mm-hmm. Okay?
Have you ever heard of the Ash conformity experiment?
Is that the one where somebody tells you to shock another student?
No.
Oh, okay. No. Tell me about it.
So the Ash conformity, Dr. Ash, just so you, if you want to look it up, A-S-C-H, the Ash conformity experiment. What this was, they were trying to determine how to change someone's thought process.
Mm-hmm.
So what they did was they went and they set up 8 students, although 7 of the students were actors. Then they would tell the students, right, and all of these students would get to see each other, including the actors, and they would tell these students a known falsehood that everybody should know, like white is black.
Or maybe something more arguable, but all right.
Yeah. Well, so anything that is a known falsehood, right? The world is flat.
Clearly false. Okay.
Yes, clearly false. And the one student that is an actual student would watch the other 7 actors believe it. Believe the known falsehood. And in a startling number, in a startling percentage of cases, it was found that that last student would change his mind. And
yep.
Start to move along with the herd.
Yep.
And, but they also found something else out as well. And we have some real life, examples of these things right now staring us in the face. They also found out that if one person actually stands up and says no to where everybody else can see this, that will start a cascade effect where everybody begins to question the known falsehood.
Yes.
So. Let's look at a few things that we know are clogged all the time with known falsehoods, like guns kill people.
Right.
Like AR-15s are the mass shooter's weapon of choice.
Right.
Like if we did this, if we banned this, if we have this, crime's going to stop.
If we registered this, yes, exactly.
Right.
Right.
Any of those things... any of those things you want to think of, you can also, you can apply this to just about anything the left has coming. Right now, I don't know why it matters whether or not we're green or not, because in Let's see, AOC got elected in 2018? Yeah, she got elected in 2018.
Oh, because the world's going to melt in 8 years kind of thing?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
We got 8 years left, but, you know, the Obamas, of course, are buying oceanfront property, and everybody, you know, all of the population centers are on the coast.
Okay.
And yet, we keep getting told these falsehoods about if we don't do this, that we're going to reach a point where we just can't come back from it. They apply the ash, and then there's COVID. If you don't wear the mask, you're going to die. COVID is going to kill you. COVID is extremely dangerous, this, that, the other. Even though we were hearing data suggesting that a lot of people were dying with COVID but not from COVID, that was, and COVID is the thing that everybody looks at and says, this is the big ash conformity experiment. This is the one where they got out there, yes, and took a bunch of people and said a bunch of things that they knew couldn't be possibly true, and they went along with it anyway out of fear.
Yep. Yep.
So.
I think you're right. I think you're absolutely right.
So what do we do about that?
Philadelphia was going to reimpose mask mandates. Well, I really like what Governor DeSantis did. He said, no, you can reimpose it. No, not doing it again. And there, what hurts my heart is last 2 years ago was the census, and now we have new apportionment because Florida inherited millions of people who were tired of this mask silliness. They deserve a couple more Congress critters from what I can tell.
Sure. But the other thing now, the example of them standing up to it is Florida, because DeSantis got out there and said, oh, you guys don't like this law that we just passed where we don't want our kids to be talked to about sex between the grades of kindergarten and third grade. That's fine. All of these considerations you had and everything else, that's fine. You just lost that. You're not a city unto yourself.
Right.
You are not a city unto yourself anymore.
Walt Disney, right.
Yeah.
Or the Disney Corporation. What I thought was, do you remember the hairdresser in Dallas where they said, you can't be open because COVID? And she goes, we're wearing masks. I'm not going to put these people on the street. You can arrest me. Fine. You can lock the place up. I'll break the locks. I'm not throwing my employees on the street. They arrest her, and she gets like $75,000 of GoFundMe. And then when the court grinds through, they said, no, you have no right to. Where do you get your authority to tell a citizen that they can't cut hair in their own business? No, there's no, there, you have no evidence. You have no evidence that this pandemic justifies that draconian government intervention. So I think she inspired lots of others. There, do you remember, I think it was a warrant officer in the Navy, is standing right on the beach, said, I swore to defend the Constitution. Come arrest me. In uniform. Do you remember that picture?
I do, but I can't remember what it was. But I remember the scene.
They closed the beach, and he said, no, this is insane. I won't. So there are brave people. We have to let ourselves see them and go, yeah, you know what? It would be better that my children see me arrested than that they see me comply.
Well, the thing about the whole thing about the ash conformity experiment that they tried to prove with this is that this is why the narrative has to be controlled. And that, and when you hear that, my first thought is that that's all they have is control of the narrative, which is not a lot of control, because the narrative can get out of hand really, really quick. I mean, sure, they've got TV news. Who, do you watch any TV news?
Oh, no. Why?
No.
No.
Do you watch any TV at all?
YouTube on the big screen, because we'll watch some nature programs. But
right,
other than that,
I like those myself. Anyway, All those parts and everything, that's all part and parcel of them trying to control the narrative. And if they lose control of the narrative, well, then, you know, there's smoke.
So. Do you think this new Ministry of Truth, I'm sorry, correctly termed Ministry of Disinformation, part of DHS, but did you notice that under Obama, it was then officially okay to say things that were not true to the American people?
Sure.
He was the first guy to officially make that government policy.
Yep.
Wow, we need to be lied to.
Yep. I mean, you look at it now.
They're afraid.
They are afraid. Right now, the new narrative coming out of the Biden administration is everything's great. You're just too stupid to see it.
Real inflation is running almost 17% a year.
Yeah.
10 points higher than what they claim. Wow.
And it's the same thing with gun control. It's the same thing with gun control. I mean, with gun control, climate change, COVID-19. I mean, the list goes on and on and on and on and on. That's why I looked at it, and that's what interested me about it, because I've always said there's some template that they reuse constantly. They're not even that imaginative when it comes to trying to figure out how to keep pulling the wool over people's eyes. We're about to run out of time. If you would care to tell everybody how to find you, I would appreciate that.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. I co-host the Polite Society podcast. Each of those come out once a week. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, the writing's picked up at Amaland. I write the Armed Citizens column. Who's coming up next?
Me. Nobody.
Ah.
Dan had to push away.
Ah, shame.
I'll just have to wing it. Thank you for joining me today, though.
My pleasure, Bill. It's great to have an ordinary Monday, and always fun to talk.
It sure is. Very light. Yes, sir. All true. All true. Thank you very much. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&A Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&A Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&A Precision, welcome to the Boom Squad.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.